Hi, and welcome to the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burrs, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, your SEO MMA champion.
SEO MMA champion, I like that. We did have to be a little bit careful when we did a punch in the face earlier because we have an MMA guy kind of connected and just went, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing, right?
It's the most fun when people from kind of New York call and like, do you listen to the podcast? Like, yeah, how many have you listened to? Because if it's one or two, you don't want to like jump in and punch in the face. Oh, I've listened to like four or five. Oh, then I can say punch in the face comfortably. Literally, if they're from New York, they're still very uncomfortable. When you say punch in the face, it's like, huh, yeah, no, that's great. That's in your podcast. It's your shtick. So welcome to another fun-filled podcast, fun-filled episode. This is episode number 444. And as always, we have, well, we don't have a tip today, but we do have a review. And this is one of those reviews. I can't remember where I picked up this review.
I'm working at the Burger King.
You're at the Burger King.
I was like, this is the review.
We're going to talk about geofencing today. So that's pretty exciting. But this review really had three questions of somebody. His name is Gennady Koladenker, right? Yep. Punch in the face to you, Gennady. And it says, what did you like best? And this is about eWeb Results. It says, honest, knowledgeable, easy to talk to, knows what they are talking about. Results are seen, were seen very fast, and were seen very fast for me. Very helpful for organic, natural SEO. What did you like least? There's nothing that I could say for this section. That's pretty awesome. Describe your overall experience. Fantastic experience. My bounce rate for my site dropped from 66 to 33% in 3 days. Excuse me. That's from 66% to 33% in just 3 days. Amazing. The advice given is honest and so super helpful. I have a list of at least 15 things I need to work on to improve my website. I try. I do a little every day. Thanks for the advice, guys. Punch in the face to you, Gennady. Gennady, yeah. That was...
He's a foot doctor.
He's a
podiatrist out of California. So we're really starting to get a lot of reviews in this format of, hey, I have too many leads. How do I manage these leads? How do I filter the leads? Really, that's step two, right? So it's getting you the leads, and then it's filtering through the leads, and we're having... client after client asking us. I actually had someone say we need to pause the SEO before we start a different theme because this is I got to figure out how to handle all the phone calls.
Yep. So I think three come to mind. I need to pause the SEO before we go on to the next kind of subject matter in it.
Yeah.
I think that was probably an attorney, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we'll get back to you when we're able to handle what we know you're going to send us, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the next one?
That was today.
Yeah, so the next one
was up in New York.
That was up in New York? Tell a little bit about that one. What was...
So essentially, there's different services she offers, and like it's like a nail salon place.
Right.
And basically, she told us to turn them off.
Yeah.
Because too many.
Yep.
I mean, we got a call from...
And she said, I need a system in place to handle all these leads.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She went from... pre-eWeb Results to no system in place was plenty. She could handle the leads, not a problem. Post-eWeb Results, now she needs a system. So we've actually got to put together a quote to get to her on like, here's what you need to do with these leads that are coming in that you're so busy you can't answer the phone for. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's definitely a couple scenarios in which these sort of things are pretty commonplace. Got another client, got a franchisee. Got on the phone with the major franchise.
Oh, that was the other one I was thinking.
Okay.
Yep.
There we got quite a few. But let's go on.
So you started with the franchisee and then the franchise.
Was like, what are y'all doing? Because each lead was worth $18,000. We were landed. We had 183 on-site tours, which those converted to $18,000 over the course of a year. And, you know, we got him two last week. All right. And so the marketing's like exponential. But I mean, it's really...
It's great.
Yeah, like, it's great. But we can talk more about all that later.
We are going to talk about geofencing today. If this is the first time you visited the podcast, howdy and welcome to the podcast. If you're if you've come back to this podcast, you might be interested in some of the tips that we have. So you can go to ewebresults.com/SEO tip. Or you can click mini mags or mini guides. Mini guides.
Resources. Yeah,
resources and mini guides.
And we've actually started to build a lot of tools. We have a domain authority checker. We have a word counter. And we have a word combiner. We're continuing to build little tools on our website. Definitely go check them out. We're playing around with them. We'll be adding more soon.
And if you want to leave us a review, first, we would really appreciate it. You can go to ewebresults.com/upcity. Upcity included us as one of the top five SEO companies. So another review there could be really beneficial.
Yeah,
we would appreciate
Clutch
it.
Named us like top full service agency for 2018. So
boom. Yeah,
but let's.
That is good. All right, teaser article.
I want to talk about hamburgers and McDonald's, Chris.
All right, so you may be aware of the Burger King. So we're going to talk about six geofencing tips for retailers to deliver targeted advertising. And I figured we should tie this in with this really great geofencing campaign that's going on right now. Burger King is calling it the Whopper Detour, only available at McDonald's.
They're getting aggressive.
So there's actually a news, a camera is there at McDonald's, and people are going through the McDonald's line going, yeah, I want the Whopper deal.
No
right?
Way.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Because the way this works is basically Burger King came out with a way that you can place orders online, right?
Uh-huh.
Fast food restaurant, you know, it's not McDonald's. Like, I'm not, like, I'm sure there's a bunch of them out there that are doing it. I'm just not aware of it. Maybe even McDonald's has been doing it for a long time, just not aware of it. Burger King is like, not only are we going to do it now, we're also going to make sure everybody knows about it. So literally, you have to get their app. You have to have their app on your phone.
Uh-huh.
You have to be near a McDonald's. Their app will geofence you and know that you're near the McDonald's, will pop up and say, get your one-cent hamburger, follow these directions, and give you directions to the Burger King where you can get your one-cent hamburger.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so much fun stuff that we're doing with Beacons.
Yeah.
We actually are in talks. We're going through all the red tape with a pretty large community college, and we're going to be building beacons on multiple floors, so that they go in the financial aid section. Okay, so they'll get ads.
Get an app. Yeah.
About that, we can start tracking where people are going in an open house through kind of heat maps and IP addresses. And there, you know, really even I got right now a plastic surgeon that is just really, really analytical and is tracking all his leads. And I said, well, you know, you're getting the form submissions, you're getting the phone calls. You're getting the downloadables, but what about when they walk into your clinic, the foot traffic,
right?
And so we were talking about setting that up for them. And then, you know, we have a car dealership right now that we're only doing the showroom floor, but there's an opportunity to even close the loop, okay, as far as like when a goal is set for when they test drive a car. So you can get for what cars you sit in to be able to test drive it.
Specific ads.
Wow. Yeah, so there's a lot of fun stuff. I was talking to the owner of the Rolls Royce dealership at this event.
Yeah.
And the marketing lady that's big time.
I saw a picture of you in front of the Rolls. How did that Rolls look?
It was nice, but I was talking to him about it, and the marketing lady who like does all their marketing was like staring at me and like she had her arms crossed, and I know her socially,
right?
And she was not happy I was there. But I was like, I wasn't there for I'm not here.
I'm not trying
that.
To steal your business or
yeah,
put you out of
just,
work.
I was just talking about stuff that's cool.
Just do your job. Right. So this is six geofencing tips for retailers to deliver targeted advertising. This is by Pratham Venkatesh. It is a short article. Really, I'm going to, it is very short. I'm actually going to read most of this, and then we're going to comment on it and how it ties into that Burger King campaign, because it's pretty cool. Consumers are interested in more than just check-ins and likes, right? So they're saying that there's double-digit growth expected into next year for this kind of geofenced or location-based services.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This and augmented reality, which we got to do another podcast on. We're going to start podcasting in VR.
Yeah.
Okay. They're asking for YouTube content creators. I'm on that. Like, we're going to do that. We're going to do that thing.
It's going to be awesome. All right. So recent studies show that there's an increasingly that consumers are increasingly open to receiving special offers and other mobile alerts based on their geographic location. Who like wouldn't be like you're walking by a cupcake store and wouldn't want like, hey, you could get, you know, $1 or $2 off of it, depending on which cupcake store, off of the cupcake. Right. Like, I don't have. Do you have a problem? I think some people do kind of inherently have a problem with their phone or the business knowing where you are. But then, when you're in front of the cupcake store and you get the $2 off, you're like, oh, that's kind of nice. How about you?
I mean, I wouldn't have
He's looking very creeped out.
I wouldn't have used the analogy of cupcakes because I was trying to decide, like, if a $2 cupcake thing popped up, would I do it? And I was like, I'm not that into cupcakes.
Yeah.
You know, now
so what might work for
now
you?
Now if it's those cookies in the mall, you know,
the little cookie cakes.
Oh,
okay, okay, yeah, like the big cookie company or whatever cookies. Yeah.
So if it's that, so I it was just your offer.
Yeah,
your
offer was like wrong target. My targeting was off. Yeah. So here are some of the things he's talking about. Six tips. Off the fence. So a geofence is a virtual perimeter around a physical space, such as a retail location or a bus stop.
It's an octagon.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Marketers are able to send text or push notifications. Mm-hmm. You got to opt in, right? So it's based on your app. It's gaining traction with retailers. A number of major brands are already experimenting with geofencing marketing in their products. As an example, before you go, Burger King.
Well, so push notifications on your website, okay? I would set this up, get them to opt in. Don't use it all the time. Don't overuse it. But, man, if you can get them to opt in on push notifications, there's a lot of great things you can do to reach your audience by popping up push notifications.
Yeah, on their browser. Yeah, so. Absolutely. Or if you've got an app, push notifications on their phone. All right. First tip, follow the customer. Build your geofences where customers are, not where you want them to be.
Uh-huh.
Right, so you may say, hey, I want a geofence or, you know, beacon, and the beacon obviously has got to be someplace very specific, like your place of business, but you got to think about where they're going to be. Consider locations other than your store, maybe airports, sporting events,
uh-huh.
some other places.
Well, no, I was just, I don't know, I didn't read the article.
Yeah. So, just hold on a second.
But,
let me keep going. So, here's an idea. You've got your customers. Make a short list. Ask all of your customers, where's their favorite restaurant? If it's, where do they get their hair done, if that's relevant? Where do they get their nails done, if that's relevant? Ask this, because you might find that your current customer base shops in some of the same places, or maybe it's even the same area of town. Then you can geofence that place because their friends and the people who go there are also your prospects.
So target persona, I love that.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to address,
okay,
that the thing I like about geofencing specifically...
By the way, at this point, we're one out of six, so he's got a 5 out of 6 chance of ruining one of these tips. But
All right. I don't know.
It's good.
Go
for it. I like
exciting.
It.
All right, so here's the deal. You can go back 2 years data-wise,
right?
So you think about how geofencing works, because a lot of people are like, how does it really work, right? And where is the ad inventory and all that sort of thing? But think about it on your phone. I use an iPhone, so I'm just going to use that.
So just for clarity, there's two types, right?
Yes.
One of them is kind of app in the moment driven.
Yes.
And then the other one you're talking about.
Yeah. So there's two different ways you can do this with geofencing. It's like real time and those impressions, and you buy on impressions. And they're a little more expensive because real time is usually better for leads.
Right.
Now, if you want to capture your target persona and you want to look back, you can actually go back 2 years, and you can actually do this if you have Google My Maps. You can go back. Google has data back to 2012.
Yep.
Where have been, which that is creepy in itself.
Yeah.
But they have that data.
Well, because you go to creepy places. That's just.
Go check it out. See where I've been. Who knows? No, but so even with the iPhone, there's that little privacy option, right?
Right, right.
So it's tracking where you're going. So think about it. If there's a major event,
right?
Okay, and you have a time period, you have days, something like that. You can do it based on competitor or location, or.
Let's use an example. Say you sell boots. And in Houston, there's a rodeo.
Yes.
Right. So you could like geofence that rodeo, not for just the last rodeo, right? It happens every year, but also the year before, all the way back, but at least 2 years, potentially more.
Sure. I think that's another example. Again, not targeted
audience. Like
I don't like his examples, but it is the right concept.
Christmas is coming soon. I'm quickly learning what not to get Matt for Christmas. No cowboy boots.
And no cupcakes.
But we do have cookies. Cookies are on the list.
But what's cool is you can buy data. So I'm doing this for one of our clients right now. We're going back. It's for fitness and all these different runs and different things. Now you can geofence competitors and get aggressive there, but you can also look at past events going back 2 years and grab that data. So you can get it down to the second, because again, that GPS is telling you exactly where you were on the earth. And so you cross that fence, and anytime in that period that event was going on or conference or whatever, you got that data. And
you're now in the bundle.
And you can show those ads. And there's actually a lot more things that you can do with that. But yeah, there's really two types of geofencing, the real time and then also looking back, and those impressions are a little bit less expensive.
So. All right. Hey, punch in the face to Jamie and Hi and Dean and James Samuel. Actually tuned in for a little bit. Punch in the face to you guys for tuning with us on Facebook Live. Also, punch in the face to anyone who's actually watching us on YouTube. That's
and you're
it's
get
really
to
cool.
See these nifty shirts.
Shirts. Okay. SEOPPC.
Yeah. So boom.
Man, E-Web results.
We got all kinds of shirts. Check it out. We coming out new ones every week, really.
Feels daily. Number two, bigger may not be better. So a geofence can be any size or shape, but larger geofences are not necessarily better. As a rule of thumb, the perimeter should be within 5 minutes of traveling time to the target location. Mm. And that's if you're doing really proactive real time, right? Not what you were talking about, aggregation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything longer than that reduces the relevancy of local messaging, right? So one example is we had a client who was interested on putting a billboard on a particular freeway here in Houston because he knew that engineers from two particular companies went down that freeway because the office was there. And we're like, well, don't put up a billboard, geofence those offices, and then you can market to them directly. Right?
So what's really funny here, and we're talking about Silicon Valley, and right. also even these community colleges, right, because the different presidents kind of compete,
right.
and they'll buy a billboard for their campus.
In front of the other school.
In front of the other campus. Like, people are wasting so much money on billboards. And then even, executives out in Silicon Valley are doing this kind of thing of buying a billboard so all their people drive in and see the billboard just to mess with each other. You can mess with each other through geofencing. I'm not encouraging it. But you can pick an IP address of a business to target. And you could be like, hey, business X, this is company Y. We would love to do business with you. And you can target that location and everybody on that IP address. And you're going to get a meeting from that. I can guarantee you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things.
In that meeting, they may say, stop it.
That's true.
And I think all of this messing with each other, look at this Burger King ad. Like, literally, you have to be at a McDonald's in order for this geofence to trigger so you can then go, it can redirect you to Burger King for a 1 cent hamburger.
I mean, that's serious. That's really quite aggressive.
That's like,
yeah.
In their face. All right, next, action is key. If your message is just an ad, you will not get any desired customer behavior because you haven't defined the behavior. Your message must be brief, location relevant, a call to action, and must be important enough to engage the targeted user, right? So that's what we're talking about. Even in that ad, the cupcake ad, I know you're not going to succumb to the cupcake ad, but the cupcake ad shouldn't just say, right, hey, come get a cupcake for $2 off. It should say, hey, and like in Houston, you're in Meyerland Plaza. Come to the cupcake shop, right? So it's acknowledging where you are.
But you could also say, we've made a special batch
just now
of these cupcakes.
You can smell them.
And we only have a few left.
Come in and smell them for free.
But I mean, you gotta use the different, you gotta use scarcity. You gotta use reciprocity. You gotta be speaking to them. There's a number of different principles that you wanna target. But it's all about your offer, okay? Your offer is what's going to drive it. You can run the exact same campaign, same target audience, different offer, hugely different results.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Next, timing is everything. Sending a restore offer to nearby consumers during off-business hours does not make sense, right? So if there's a club next to the cupcake store and you have your ads running so that people coming out of the clubs are enticed to go to the cupcake store, which is closed, you might end up with a broken window.
So this is something that even transcends to running AdWords ads.
You can
really see in Google Analytics when the most conversions are coming from, how people are responding to your particular brand. Today, I was talking with a client, and we found out Wednesday and Thursday from 10 to 12 was when the most conversions happened. So I was like, if you want to limit your budget, okay.
Load up the dollars then,
and then, you know, tweak that, right? So there's a lot of ways that you can use data. Geofencing is just another way to take this aggregated data and use it in a different format.
Yep. You know? Next, be transparent. Mobile marketing through GPS tracking can be annoying and unpleasant. So if you're using this proactive one and people are downloading that Burger King app, Burger King is probably going to say, hey, we're going to use your geo data to send you special offers. They may even have you opt in, right?
Well, that's with the push notifications too. Like,
you can
really get overboard, and so you gotta be careful with your marketing not to develop a bad brand.
Yeah,
I can tell you can do a lot of stuff with text messaging or SMS, like launching. So right. the people used to have these in their car,
right.
and they would drive by and they would just tag everybody around, and spam them. And so you gotta be a little careful of that. But you know, it's a fun new technology. It's not a silver bullet, but it's really starting to capture that data more, especially even with those beacons. Okay, to be able to track someone walking in
right.
To the office. And so these are two new technologies that are making a lot of progress. There's a lot you can do with them. It's really something to add kind of as the icing on the cake.
Right.
Not so much like
this is my core strategy. Yeah,
this is not my core strategy.
Yeah. Last is be relevant. I like this. Make your message relevant by using targeting parameters such as weather conditions, breaking news, and dynamically generate content. For instance, it's raining here, right, in Houston. We're supposed to get a lot of rain tonight. So if you're walking by the cupcake store, you're like,
snow cones.
It's raining. Why don't you come in and get some cupcakes?
And a hot coffee.
And a hot coffee. Because Matt just said no to the cupcakes. I told you, you stupid app, I don't want any cupcakes.
Well, you got to move me to a different custom audience with a different targeting with a different product.
Bowls of frosting available now. Matt has a sweet tooth every now and then. All right. Because the cookies are full of frosting if they're done right. All right. So that's really it. If you like this podcast, we're going to ask you to do something simple. Go ahead and share the podcast with three friends. You can do that now or you can do that later. Or
anybody that works at a car dealership, anybody that's working at a restaurant that wants to run Google Ads.
In the pool industry of any kind?
Yes, yeah. The pool. So there's a lot of ways to use this technology for a lot of platforms.
Oh, you're talking about the technology.
I mean, if
yeah.
you're over there at like Elite MMA and you're trying to target another MMA location, try to bring people over, I mean, you're going to start a fight and it's going to be like street fighting. And so you got to be careful how you use it.
But they do. That's what they do.
I know, but like not in the street.
Not in the street.
Like,
oh, that's right. That's
like,
right.
They like got a schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to meet you on the
playground.
There's
a ref.
I'm going to meet you on the playground.
Yeah.
At this
after
time.
School.
After school.
Yeah.
And we're going to take it out.
And they want the teachers there just to, you know, just to be safe. It's a great sport. My kids were in jiu-jitsu for quite some time.
Did you know that? I didn't know this. Okay. The Fertitta family.
Yeah.
Okay. Started it.
They started MMA?
I didn't know that. No, I'm learning all kinds of things.
Wow.
So not his family, not the Houston family, but he's got, I guess, other family up north.
Wow.
That's, you know, so I...
So they started, like, the professional MMA, like...
Yeah, from what I understand. I mean, so there's a really... when I talk to people all day long, I learn all kinds of, like, interesting
cool
facts.
Cool stuff,
yeah.
And that was just one of them.
That was just one.
You could do a whole podcast on interesting facts I learned on prospecting calls.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
doing profit plans to the point that I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing webinars starting next year, webinars. Also, I have three people right now that are asking me for information.
How to do a podcast.
How to do a podcast. Yeah. I'm putting together a course. I'm going to have a course soon. I have one of my guys building a landing page right now. You can buy it at a discount before I make it.
Yeah.
We are going to be teaching you how
the
to do,
details.
To do that. The second info product is some LinkedIn automation. I got a really good LinkedIn guy that we're adding to the company next year.
Yeah.
And so we got a lot of fun things coming when we get our new location, our new training center. But if you're looking to do a podcast, reach out to us. We're putting together a course plus some consulting. We'll help you get it up and going. No
and
problem.
If you just want something simple like this really cool t-shirt here,
yeah.
and there's a whole collection of awesome internet marketing t-shirts available, you can just go to ewebresults.com/swag. Swag. If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWebResults for increased revenue in your business. 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, we actually had somebody hit us up on Facebook through our Facebook bot.
Yes,
chat bot,
check out our
right?
Facebook bot.
And he's like, can I submit a referral? And of course, we replied, yes, just go to our website. There's a referral link. Submit the referral and you'll be in line for the credit. That's an ongoing recurring revenue stream.
Yeah, no, we got a couple people making quite a bit of money just by sending quality people over to us. We start working with them and you know, you can we want to build a relationship with you. We love you. Thank you.
Yep.
So yeah.
So if and just to clarify, We do websites. We do landing pages. We do pay-per-click. Yeah. We do Facebook ads. That's pay-per-click, but we ad words.
A lot of
like
people
think
we're just an education company, and right. we're building now the education company.
That's
and
what
we've
we're
always
doing.
Been the agency, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So please remember, we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is right.
You're gonna have to learn the new one.
Transcript, video, and audio of this podcast is available at ewebresults.com. We are the number one internet marketing podcast on iTunes. What's the count? 3 million downloads of our podcast or something?
Last time I looked at it, I haven't looked at it in a minute. I've been so busy. I like literally like just walked in here.
Yeah, literally. It's like, and thank you for calling. Click podcast. So thank you all of you for being podcast listeners. We really appreciate you. Give us a ring if you need any help, any thoughts, if you want some input. We do have a free website analysis. You can get that by going to our website, ewebresults.com. And until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Burton.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. This mountain snow girl, glow girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I'm gonna find my gold mine. I think she's gonna set me free.